This is Akashvani, the news read by Morgan Bagra. The Supreme Court today granted bail to Delhi Chief Minister and Aam Aadmi Party National Convener Arvind Kejriwal in a corruption case registered by the Central Bureau of Investigation in the alleged excise policy scam. Chief Minister Kejriwal was granted relief subject to a bail bond of 10 lakh rupees. The apex court also put conditions on his release on bail, saying the AAP leader should not make any public comments on the merits of the case and should be present for all hearings before the trial court unless exempted. A two-judge bench of Justice Suryakant and Justice Ujjal Bhuyan pronounced the verdict in the petitions filed by the Delhi Chief Minister challenging his arrest and seeking bail in the case by CBI in connection with the scam. On Wednesday, a Delhi court had extended the judicial custody of Chief Minister Kejriwal to the 25th of this month in connection with the liquor policy scam. The AAP leader was arrested by the Enforcement Directorate on the 21st of March this year in a money laundering case linked to the new scrapped excise policy. On 26th of June, the CBI formally arrested him in a corruption case linked to the alleged scam. Scrutiny of nomination papers is taking place today for single-phase assembly elections in Haryana and the third and final phase of polls in Jammu and Kashmir. Filing of nominations ended yesterday in Haryana and for the third phase in Jammu and Kashmir. In Haryana, the nominations can be withdrawn till the 16th of this month. Voting for the 90-member state assembly will be held on the 5th of October. In Jammu and Kashmir, a total of 483 candidates have submitted their nomination papers for the third phase. The last date for withdrawal of candidature is 17th of September. 40 assembly constituencies will go to polls in this phase on the 1st of October. Voting for the first phase in the Union Territory will be held on the 18th of this month and second phase will take place on the 25th of September. Counting of votes for assembly polls in Haryana and Jammu and Kashmir will take place on the 8th of next month. The National Investigation Agency today conducted searches at several locations in Punjab in connection with its probe into the attack on the Indian High Commission in Canada, alleged by pro-Khalistan supporters. The searches were conducted in Moga, Amritsar, Gurdaspur and Jalandhar. Last year, the agency had registered a case over protest by pro-Khalistani supporters outside the Indian mission. The Food Safety and Standards Authority of India has instructed all states and union territories to strictly monitor the manufacturing and sale of adulterated sweets, savouries and dairy products during the festive season. It also requested them to conduct frequent enforcement and surveillance drives during the festive season to prevent such malpractices. In a letter, FSSAI noted that the demand for sweets, savouries, milk and milk products like ghee, khoya and paneer increases during the festive season. This heightened demand also increases the economic motivation to adulterate these products. It emphasized that preventive measures including special surveillance and enforcement drives at hotspots can effectively curb these practices while ensuring product safety. Heavy rain disrupted normal life in several parts of Uttarakhand, Uttar Pradesh and Madhya Pradesh as a result of a depression that developed over central India. The India Meteorological Department has issued orange and yellow warnings for rainfall across several parts of northeast India today. Talking to Akashvani, senior scientist at IMD, Dr. Soma Sen said that extremely heavy rainfall is expected in Uttarakhand today. Our correspondent has said that there is a red alert for heavy rain in the state today, in view of which vigilance is being maintained at the government administration level. The Enforcement Directorate is conducting searches at various places in West Bengal today in connection with food supply and distribution corruption case. The agency has sent teams to many districts including Paschim Medinipur, South 24 Farganas, North 24 Farganas, Nadia and Kolkata. Various godowns, fair price shops and houses of the ration dealers are under the scanner. In Jammu and Kashmir, security forces have arrested one terror associate of Jammu and Kashmir, Ghaznavi Force outfit with explosives and ammunition in Poonch district last evening. During a joint search operation by security forces at Potha bypass in Surankote, the suspect was arrested with a bag containing three hand grenades, explosive substances and other indiscriminating material. Preliminary investigation established his identity as Muhammad Shabir, a resident of Daryala, Naushahra. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.